Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. According to our next guest, there is a serious financial literacy deficit in our country and our state. What exactly does that mean? Dave Turner is a certified financial planner in Greenville, South Carolina, and he's going to help us with this topic. Dave, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
So, first of all, tell us, what exactly is financial literacy?
Mike, financial literacy is just having the skills and abilities and knowledge of where to obtain information, how to synthesize or understand the information, and be able to utilize it to make sound decisions about your financial life as you're moving through these different circumstances.
All right, and I understand you have some statistics for us regarding the current state of financial literacy here in our country.
Absolutely. According to CNN research, about 70% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. I don't think that's necessarily news to anyone. Only about 25% of people can cover their expenses from their bank account. One of the biggest problems I run into as a financial planner comes to actually getting a handle on a client's financial spending patterns. There's what they believe it is, and then often they find there's quite a differential when they get into actually looking at what they're spending. Interestingly, 27% of people have no savings at all. The S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey ranks the United States number 8 in the world in financial literacy, and yet only 57% of Americans are considered to be financially literate, and only 36% of Americans actually have financial written plans that they're attempting to implement and follow throughout their lifetime.
All right. Now, how about here in our state of South Carolina?
Well, South Carolina is very interesting. According to U.S. News Money, there's 263 financial firms in the state of South Carolina. There's 6,419 individuals that calls themselves financial planners. However, only 21% of that number, or approximately 1,350, are actually certified by the Certified Financial Planners Board.
I guess we can extrapolate that national data then about financial literacy on how literate our state citizens are.
I would say so, and the bigger viewpoint in looking at some of those statistics and talking about financial literacy is a topic that's really being discussed more and more, which is just the idea of financial wellness and the ability of individuals to feel secure as they're working through their working life.
All right. Now, it sounds like the goal here then is to get people to sit down and go through the financial planning process. Walk us through what that means. What is that process?
And that process is, first of all, for someone to make the decision that they may want to have assistance with that particular subject area of their life. That means selecting a financial advisor to work with in their life, which some of the data we mentioned earlier would be part of the consideration that they would make. And then it's just following a process, and that's figuring out the quantitative and qualitative aspects of a person's financial life. Quantitative obviously being mathematical, and qualitative measuring how a person may feel about certain decisions that they may have to make in their financial life. And then reducing that down to a written process that is prioritized, that can help them visually look at something, think about why they established it, and even if they choose to change it, it gives them a good foundation for decision making.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to share this information with us.
You are very welcome, Mike. Thank you.
Dave Turner is a certified financial planner. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.